With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump signing a government funding bill, thus ending the record 43-day shutdown. Disruption caused financial stress for federal workers who went without paychecks, stranded travelers at airports, and caused some long lines at food banks, all because of stubborn Democrats in the Senate. The signing ceremony coming just hours after the House passed the measure on a mostly party-line vote of 222 to 209. Democrats wanted to extend an enhanced tax credit that in some cases supposedly lowers the cost of health coverage obtained through the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. They refused to go along with the spending bill that did not include that priority. But Republicans say it was a separate policy fight to be held for another time, and they prevailed. United Nations remains concerned about Tehran's unverified uranium stockpile. More from correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has not been able to verify the status of Iran's near-weapons-grade uranium stockpile since Israel struck the country's nuclear sites during a 12-day war in June, according to a confidential report by the UN watchdog. The IAEA says the status of this material needs urgently to be addressed. That stockpile could allow Iran to build as many as 10 nuclear bombs should it decide to weaponize its program. The confidential report also adds that Iran has still not granted the IAEA access to sites affected by the war. I'm Charles de la Desma.
President Trump has urged Israel to pardon Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a corruption case, calling it a political unjustified prosecution. That in a letter to the president, Isaac Herzog, he acknowledged he received the letter but said a formal request is needed. This is SRN News. House churches in China facing challenges in holding on to their faith. Their members also facing challenges in finding a mate.
It's pastors who are taking on new roles as matchmakers. Christianity Today reports Bible teachers in China give talks and share resources about the biblical view of marriage. House churches are banding together to help single Christians meet, but groups try to have fewer than 50 people as a shelter from the state's surveillance. In the process, some singles are also learning to trust God and find contentment should his call be to the single life. George Williams reporting.
The National Religious Broadcasters announcing a Veterans Ministry Initiative, a Christian outreach network dedicated to bridging the gap between veterans and the church. Initiative connects churches to a network of trusted partners with proven models to build strong, Christ-centered veterans outreach programs. This is SRN News. MSNBC is about to become MS Now. Here's Bob Agnew.
It's all part of the corporate divorce from NBC News. NBC Universal's parent company, Comcast, spun most of its cable networks off into a new company, primarily because cable networks are not seen right now as desirable in the new media world. Now the once powerful MSNBC finds itself embracing the ethos of a startup. The network's lineup remains the same, but it has built a new studio and hired a new reporting staff. Bob Agnew reporting.
Anthropic announcing a $50 billion investment in computing infrastructure, including new data centers in Texas and in New York. Microsoft also announcing a new data center in Atlanta. Tech advisory group Public Citizen demanding that OpenAI withdraw Sora 2, citing safety concerns and threats to democracy from the AI video generator. More on these stories, srnnews.com.